Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
On it on air and online at WQKOK.com. I'm meteorologist Dave Bowers.
Currently, it is 68 degrees in Sealands Grove, 69 in Sunbury. Find more news all the time at WQKOK.com. Now back to the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WQKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, first of all, on this beautiful Monday afternoon, I want to thank Mark Lawrence for stepping in and doing the news today. And we are so fortunate. What a powerful lineup we have here on WKOK. Mark does a terrific show every morning. He has me locked in as a listener every morning. And the On the Mark program is outstanding, and he'll be dealing with a lot of issues, especially this week. He'll be dealing with a lot of issues on that show and On the Mark. So, Mr. Lawrence, thank you so much for filling in this afternoon on the news, because your show is locked in on my dial all the time every single morning. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565 on the Lenape Solar Hotline. Powered by Lenape Solar and LenapeSolar.com. Kyle doing a great job on the board today. Kevin will be back on Thursday only because he fears for his job. As for today's show, being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com, and we're at the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio, and with Dave Bowers, his daughter, Dave Bowers' daughter and my daughter were best of friends, by the way, growing up in State College. Sarah Bowers, his daughter. And so Dave talking about 95 on Wednesday. I would like to point out that the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, of course, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Humbles Wharf, is now the newly air-conditioned Sunbury Motors Studio. As of yesterday afternoon. Make sure that we have at least some sort of comfort in here when it gets to be 95 degrees. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565. Jump in. White flag time for you in the Phillies. Should they trade Cole Hamels? In fact, Kyle, that's the that will be the question on SteveJonesShow.com. Should the Phillies trade Cole Hamels? Yes or no? That's what I'd like to know. Should the Phillies, he's in the final year of his contract, and here are the options. Do you look at Cole Hamels, pay the number with the idea that between now and the end of the decade, he will be your ace? Or, in what is starting to creep toward being a lost season, 6 games under 500 right now, and him being a free agent at the end of the year, do you deal him before the July 31st deadline and come up with, quote, something? Hamels will pitch tomorrow night. Joe Blanton will go Wednesday night at Citizens Bank Park against the Rockies. I've been holding out with the Phillies, saying that they'll get Chase Utley back before July 2nd. They'll get Roy Halladay back probably within a week after the All-Star break. And then maybe Ryan Howard. Maybe. As I said, when he got hurt a year ago, I thought when that happened in October last year, I thought his season was done. I thought he would not play at all in 2012. So anything they get out of him this year is a bonus. I wouldn't count on him coming back, period, this year. I really wouldn't. He has shown no sign at all that he's coming back this year.
None.
Now, that may change over the next 2 or 3 weeks. If it does, that's great. It's a bonus. But right now, they have been able to put themselves in a spot where they are so far back And it's not just how far back you are. It's not in the realm where they are 9 games back but in second place and they have their target on Washington. Their problem is that they're 9 back of Washington. They're 5 back of Atlanta. They're 4.5 back of the Mets. They're 3 back of the Marlins. They have teams in front of them that they have to count on losing while they win. And that's the big issue. And for whatever reason, they can't win at home. They're 12-19. 19-18 on the road. So, there's the issue. I mean, the Minnesota Twins were playing just 400 ball. Just playing 400. They're 26-39, 13 games under 500. They're closer to first place than the Phillies are. The Twins are 8.5 back. Because the division is different. Our number 1-800-795-9565. Should the Phillies trade Cole Hamels? Or should they re-sign him? What do you think? 1-800-795-9565. LeBron and Wade and Bosch now 2 wins away from an NBA championship. I'm getting a little... I mean, I think LeBron has played extremely well in the playoffs, and he's also played very well in the finals. There's no getting around it. Is he a great player? Yes. But I actually heard somebody say that he's the best on-the-ball defender in the history of the NBA. Really? I mean, Colin Cowherd said this today. I'll give him credit where credit's due. James is a great player, great offensive player, and he is a really good defender. But Jordan was a better on-the-ball defender. Jordan was a great on-the-ball defender in college. And the same thing in the pros. And has Colin Cowherd ever heard of Bill Russell? Probably the best defensive player the NBA's ever had. There is such a lack of... I mean, history in sports did not begin in 1979 in September. It didn't begin then. It just didn't. Contrary to what the four-letter network thinks. About justified under retirement, Jets, Vikings, Brett Favre drew eyeballs to SportsCenter. A lot of Brett Favre. They have a strategy. They execute it. That doesn't mean they're right. Okay. It doesn't mean they're right. LeBron James, first of all, there have been complaints about the officiating in the finals. Except for the no call on Durant, which when I watched it live, I thought it was a foul right away. Durant was so awkward on that shot. Durant doesn't do anything awkwardly. It was obvious he was fouled on the play. He just doesn't do anything awkwardly. The officiating's actually been pretty good. Miami should be going to the free throw line more than Oklahoma City. They should. Because when you take the ball to the bucket consistently, there will be more avenues to contact than taking jump shots. Oklahoma City has consistently been a jump shooting team. They are not a team that often takes the ball to the rack. James, who took a lot of jump shots in last year's NBA final, has been really taking the ball to the hole in this year's final. Thus, he's getting to the free throw line more and he's making his free throws. He is a great on-the-ball defender, but he's still Jordan was better on the ball, and Bill Russell.
Let me give you a Bill Russell stat so everybody understands the caliber of player. Was Russell the greatest scorer? No. He was not the greatest scorer. But a rebounder, shot blocker, on the ball defender. Bill Russell played in 21 do-or-die games in his career. At the University of San Francisco, on the Olympic team, and with the Celtics. Remember, he won two championships in San Francisco, an Olympic gold medal, and 11 championships with the Celtics. He won 14 championships in 16 years. He played in 21 do-or-die games in his career. You win, or if you lose, you're done. 21. You want to know what Bill Russell's record was in those 21 games? 21-0. 21-0. And the league wasn't as diluted then as it is now. Somebody said, well, you can't, comparing eras is difficult. I mean, you know, LeBron, James would have been a great player back then. And guess what? When James went to the bucket, Bill Russell would have been waiting for him. And when James went to the bucket, Will Chamberlain would have been waiting for him. Yeah, you're right. The game's changed. All right, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. I am not in any way demeaning at all the quality of player LeBron James is. He is a great NBA player. In no way do I diminish that. Not even close. He is a great NBA player. Is he the greatest player of all time? No. Is he one of the better players of all time? Sure, he's among that category of top 30 or 40 guys in the history of the NBA. Remember, we were talking about a league that goes back to 1948. I mean, the league is what, 64 years old. So to say he's among the top 30 or 40 players ever is quite a compliment. I mean, it's quite a compliment. You know, you're talking about a league that's 64 years old. Yeah, but you're also talking about a league that has produced Bill Russell, Will Chamberlain, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Oscar Robertson, Jerry West, Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Isaiah Thomas. The list goes on and on. Elgin Baylor. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. If you gave me a choice between Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and LeBron James, I'm taking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The single most dominant player from 1969 on. He won three championships at UCLA. And he won, what, six in the NBA? Five with the Lakers and one with the Milwaukee Bucks? I mean, he won with the Milwaukee Bucks. And as for the end of the game, LeBron James, there's 20 seconds to go in the game. Do I want the ball in his hands? Yes, because I think he'll make a good decision with the ball. In fact, I think he's going to make a really good decision with the ball. And he's been criticized for passing. But that's just good decision making. That's all that is. But do I want him taking the last shot? No. If I'm a coach, I really don't want him taking I want him with the ball, but I don't really want him taking the last shot. I mean, Magic? I'd want Magic to take the last shot. Jordan? Kareem? Bird? But you know what? There's some other guys in the history of the game I'd also love to see them take the last shot. That I would pick, if somebody had a knife to my neck and said you had to pick between LeBron James and these other two players, I'd pick these other two players. Dennis Johnson, Robert Horry. how many big shots did Robert Horry hit in his career with the money on the table? Bunch. Whether it was Houston or the Lakers. And Dennis Johnson, my goodness. Larry Bird called him the best teammate I ever played with. How about that? Game 4, Inglewood, California. 1984 finals. Celtics down 2-1. It is one whale of a basketball game. And talent. Worthy. Kareem. Magic. Byron Scott. Bob McAdoo. Boston. Bird. McHale. Parrish. Ainge. Dennis Johnson. Celtics are down 3, waning seconds. Ball gets to Dennis Johnson. Knocks down the 3. Not the only time I saw him do it. Who scored on the play where Bird stole the ball against Detroit? Who did he pass the ball to when he was diving out of bounds on the play? And then who converted the bucket? Dennis Johnson. I'm threatened, and these you have a choice between LeBron James and Dennis Johnson to hit that shot. I would pick Dennis Johnson to take the shot for me to save my life. And I pick Robert Horry before I pick LeBron. Because guess what? Those two guys have proven to be they can. LeBron, I want his hands on the basketball because I think he'll make a really great decision with it. But the other two guys with the money on the table, in terms of taking the actual shot, better. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street at Sunbury, online at purdyinsurance.com. And our phone line at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Lenape Solar. Visit them online at lenapesolar.com. We'll come back with more of the Steve Jones Show and your calls on WKOK after this.
Link, here's why. Even faster access, even better customer service, and even lower prices. Switch from expensive cable to EvenLink's TV, phone, and internet service. Get high-speed internet, all digital TV, plus your local channels with free high def. Add unlimited phone service, plus keep your same number. Packages starting from $75 per month. All three from $75 per month total, plus tax. Why pay more? It's the same TV stations, the same web pages, and the same phone service, but from EvenLink. For a lot less money. You could save $1,000 per year when you switch. Don't wait. Start saving today. No phone line in the house? Don't worry. EvenLink has the technology to bring you DSL only to the home. Call today and EvenLink will waive the $35 installation fee too. That's right. Free installation. A friendly, helpful, and local company for over 15 years. EvenLink. Even faster access. Even better customer service. Even lower prices. Call EvenLink at 988-1800. That's 988-1800 for EvenLink.
Announcing the Ford Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, happening right now for a limited time only at your Ford store. The facts are, Ford Certified Pre-Owned vehicles aren't just pre-owned. They're pre-adored, pre-worshipped, and pre-babied by their previous owners. Plus, for even more peace of mind, Ford CPO vehicles are 172-point inspected by Ford. From the brakes, to the water pump, to the torque converter, to the kick-down linkage. And Ford CPO vehicles are backed by Ford with 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty coverage. The limited-time-only Ford Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. You may be the second owner, but this Ford will be your first love. Now get 0.9% APR financing from Ford. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by July 9th, 2012. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details. This special offer on Ford CPO vehicles is for a limited time only. To get the best selection, hurry into your Quality Plus Ford store today.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Monday afternoon. Should the Phillies trade Cole Hamels? Now the time. He pitches tomorrow night. His contract is up. The Phillies, after another hard weekend in Toronto where they were swept, the good news is they didn't lose any ground because the Yankees are so scorching hot and playing such a great level of baseball right now. In fact, nobody's playing better than the New York Yankees right now. Nobody is. Now, I mean, they may have the second-best record in baseball behind the Dodgers, but the Yankees are playing better than the Dodgers are right now. And the Yankees have been to the West Coast, and the Dodgers still. I mean, they're still doing this ridiculous schedule where the Dodgers have played three games in the Eastern time zone all season so far. I mean, you want to talk about a team that's been handed a schedule, it's the Dodgers. I mean, they've been handed a schedule. And simple as that, they've played 36 home games, only 31 road games so far. But the Yankees have been fabulous. They've won 9 in a row. And they, too, are in that same boat. The Yankees have played a few more road games than home games so far. Now, the difference isn't quite as stark as the Dodgers. The Dodgers are... It's really remarkable, the fact that, they're plus 5 on home games right now at this stage. I mean, it'll all even out at 81-81, but still, they've had the schedule to their advantage. The Phillies find themselves at the moment 31-37. And you're saying, well, you know, I mean, they're sent out, but the Phillies have definite middle relief setup problems. They absolutely do. We know that. Most teams do. The difference is most teams, when they finally kick it into a gear in a four seasons, because some of those middle relief guys have career years. But, I mean, Ruiz, fabulous player. Fabulous. But keeping him out there, I mean, Lance Dick's been on the disabled list. Juan Pierre's on the downside. But the guys that you expect to step up, Hunter Pence is actually having a pretty good year. 21 home runs, 13 home runs, 13 knocked in, 281. Pretty good. But Jimmy Rollins, I'm sorry, he's 255. He's not getting it done. They need him to get it done. They need him to make up ground for at least one of the guys being out. He's not. 255. 4 home runs and 19 knocked in. Are you kidding me? He's not getting it done. Pure and simple. Shane Victorino, free agent end of this year, 248, 8 home runs, 33 knocked in, not getting it done. Hunter Pence, Carlos Ruiz, they've been getting it done. But offensively, two key guys, Victorino and Rollins, two guys that can make up for the void, not completely, but somewhat can make up for some of the void, have not. We'll be talking a little bit later in the week. Tomorrow's show, by the way, is going to be from Medlar Field, Lebronto Park. Minor league baseball tomorrow. We'll talk about the cutters and the spikes. Get it from both perspectives tomorrow, which we're looking forward to. The entire show from there. Wednesday, we'll have the play-by-play voice of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs on. Talk about what's going on at for the Phillies at the AAA level and why there has not been as much help there as the Phillies had hoped for. So we will talk about that, and those will be some of our guests over the next couple of days. But should the Phillies trade Cole Hamels? It is June 18th. They have a big decision to make over the next 5 weeks as to what to do. And you hope they'd be hanging in there. They really haven't been hanging in there. We're talking about the NBA Finals, LeBron James. Oh, and Dale Earnhardt Jr., broke through yesterday. Streak is over on the Speedway in Brooklyn, the Super Speedway. Dale Jr. won yesterday. So, a big day for NASCAR. When their most popular driver breaks through and wins. And let's see if that sets off a string for him where things fall into place. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. And we'd love to hear from you. Bill O'Brien, by the way, will throw out the first pitch tomorrow night at the Spikes game. So he will be at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. It's getting to the point now where we are, let me think here, 7 weeks from today is the start of training camp for Penn State football. 7 weeks from today. And the season can't get here soon enough. Can't. I think they have a chance, if they stay healthy, to have a really good year. I think the unknown of the coaching staff as to what they can and can't do. And, you know, let's face it, on a national basis, I can understand that completely. You know, they don't really know a lot about Bill O'Brien, what he's going to do with personnel and how they're going to play it. But I think they're going to have a really good season. Because the difference is I'm around it and I see it. And I see the talent he has. I see how he wants to implement it. I like the system he has. And he is, he will do a great job. Don't doubt that for a second. He's going to do a great job. And he's done all the public relations things and so forth. But the bottom line is, for anything, you have to win. You have to win. And if there's any person that absolutely knows that, it's Bill O'Brien. Well, I'm telling you, I think they have a great shot. At this time of the year, let me tell you what I do at this time of the year. I try to make sure there isn't really a lot of off-season for me. Now, obviously, I'll start broadcasting baseball. I do the Stakeout Spikes game. It's on the radio. And I'll do 52 of them this summer. 38 home games, the six games up in Williamsport, including starting tonight, a two-game series, which is up and back to Mahoney Valley, which is just over the line in Ohio. It's near Youngstown. And then my family, I have family throughout Connecticut, including my mother and my brother, up into Massachusetts. So I will do a six-game road trip at Connecticut and at Lowell, Mass., will give me an opportunity to see them. So I end up doing 52 games in the summer. And I enjoy broadcasting baseball very, very much. Very relaxing. I really enjoy it. But we get to football season. And what I do in this off-season time is that I take this time and I put together my charts for each Penn State opponent now. In fact, today I just finished Indiana. I only have one more to do, and that's Wisconsin. So I, so far, have been able to put together all the charts on the first 11 opponents of the season. They're done. Now, when I get to the week of the game, I'll update the stats. A freshman now may be playing. A guy is hurt. Somebody beat somebody else out. So I move guys around, but the basics are there. And what I do with these charts is, not only do I put on the basics, height, weight, class, hometown, things like that. But what's their career high in rushing? What's their career high in receiving? How many 100-yard rushing games do they have? How many 100-yard receiving games do they have? How many 300-yard or 200-yard passing games does the quarterback have? What's his career high in passing? What's the longest completion he's ever had? What's his longest run? What's his, you know, things like that. Defense. How many career interceptions does a guy have going into the season? Then I update all that stuff as we go. So all that stuff is ready. Career highs in longest run, longest reception, high game in terms of rushing, high game in terms of receiving, how many 100-yard rushing or receiving games or 200-yard passing games, things like that in their career. And I get all of that on everybody. So I have one left to do, and that's Wisconsin. Then what I do, as soon as I'm done with Wisconsin this week, I will then kick it into gear to basketball. Same thing in basketball, starting with St. Francis, which is the opener on November 9th, and then running through Bucknell and LaSalle and Duquesne and
in the tournament in Puerto Rico and so forth, and then the other 11 Big Ten teams, same thing. And it's a quicker process. There are fewer players. I'm talking about 15 players per. And, of course, you take out who the seniors were or players that left early or transferred, like Evan Samatrich transferred out of Michigan, so I have to take him off my Michigan chart. And you put in who the freshmen are. And then the same thing. You update career high in points, career high in rebounds. How many double-figure games in the career? How many double-figure rebounding games in the career? How many 20-point games in a career? And I update all that stuff so that when the season starts, it's right there. And then I build from those career numbers the current ones in. And that's what I do. That way, when I hit the opening of training camp, I have all 12 football teams prepared, and I also have all the opponents in basketball prepared. Because once the season starts for me, it is go, 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 go. And I'll give you an example of that. Every Monday morning at 9, I teach. I'll do that for both the fall and the spring semester. In fact, we just locked up the spring semester this afternoon, so I teach on Monday. So I take that till 11. I work at WPSU Channel 3, work there. Then there's another show I do, and then I do this show from 3 to 5 every day. You all are stuck with me from 3 to 5 every day. You got that? Yeah, you there, right there, you there in Danville. You got that? Yeah, thought so. Okay. But you're stuck with me because this is a long-term proposition, boys and girls. I have had more fun doing this show than I can possibly begin to tell you. But Monday I have that, so that's what I have that. You know, then after this show's over with on Mondays, then I'll go to practice. Then on Tuesday, television work in the morning, press conferences, then I have this show, then I, again, practice. Wednesday, television work in the morning, I have to tape a TV show, quarterback club, this show, practice. Thursday, same thing, television and work in the morning, this show, practice, Bill O'Brien show. Friday, television work in the morning, tape pregame show with Bill O'Brien, this show, and if we have to travel, we have to travel. Then Saturday's the game. So I have to, because I have a schedule like that, by doing all of this advance work now, it then cuts down the amount of work I do once I get to game week. I don't have to do the extensive research on careers. I've already done that research. That's why I do it now. You try to budget your time to do all of this. So now's the time I have the opening to do it, and I take advantage of it. Because I'll get to a game week, and then also when the game week happens, I make sure I have enough time to make sure everything's updated. Players, stats, anything that's changed in the career, but I already have the basics in there and done. Same thing in basketball, because basketball would be the same way. Same kind of schedule for basketball, except there'll be more games, more travel. So that's what I do at this time of the year. So I actually finished Indiana today. I have one more team to prep, and that's Wisconsin, and I'll start working on them tomorrow. When I'm done with that, then it'll be St. Francis, and then the other seven teams in the Puerto Rico tournament. And then Bucknell and Army and LaSalle and Duquesne and Delaware State, New Hampshire. Those are some of the non-conference teams they're playing. And then, of course, you get to the conference teams, the 11 conference teams. So that's how I spend my, quote, off season. I have the spikes starting tonight. So I have a game every night this week that I'm broadcasting. I'll do the first seven. Then they'll be on the road for six. I won't do those six. Then they'll come back for three. I'll do those. Then they have another six-game road trip. And then after that six-game road trip, I'm actually doing 26 consecutive games for the Spikes. 26 games, 26 nights. But that's what I do. And that's, so that's how I stay ahead of the game. So that's why when people call and they ask me a question, when they call on the show, let's say, what about XXX? I've already done a lot of research on XXX. That's why people say, gee, it's really great how you're able to tell us about so many players in the opposing team. That's because I've spent a lot of time in the offseason getting ready for players in the opposing team. Because the other part I do, once the season starts, I always get a DVD of the previous game the team played. Always. So I try to watch that DVD on that Monday night. And it's a television one because I want the pronunciations. And I'll watch that on a Monday night, you know, pronunciations. How do they line up? What do they do? What are they strong at? Who's weak? And then in practice, I see the scout team and I see that stuff come to life after watching the DVD. So there's a lot of facets to getting ready for the season, and it's not just doing it on a week-by-week basis. I've been preparing the last few weeks for the season to the point where now I have one left, and that's Wisconsin. And then I'll get to that basketball schedule. Basketball goes faster because you're talking a maximum of 15 players as opposed to a chart where I probably have on there between probably 60 and 65 players on that chart as opposed to 15. Basketball is one-third the work. So I can go about that faster. I'll say this, though. I really do enjoy it. I really, really enjoy it. I mean, the best part is actually broadcasting the game. I mean, that is, as a job, I can't imagine a better job. You probably out there, many of you have jobs that you're probably saying, yeah, I love my job too. But I love my job. I love broadcasting a game. But it's really cool getting ready for it too. Our number 1-800-795-9565 tomorrow. We're at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. A lot of minor league baseball talk tomorrow. Wednesday, we'll have the voice of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs on to talk about what's happening for the Phillies at AAA. Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, and online at purdyinsurance.com. Today's phone line sponsored by Lenape Solar. Give us a ring at lenapesolar.com. Back with more after this.
Insuring your business is serious stuff. You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
This is Gary Drees.
And Jay Little.
At Front Street Motors at the Susquehanna Valley Mall.
Yeah, Gary, we're here at the mall for the mega sale, competing with two other dealerships, and we're marking prices down.
And Jay, what's going on with the shopping spree?
Gary, we're giving $500 to anyone who purchases a vehicle from Front Street Motors here at our sale.
And Jay, for this shopping spree, there's no secret charge that we're putting behind closed doors on these vehicles.
So how do we do it, Gary?
Jay, do you know what we do? We take this off our profits. You know, there's a lot of great dealerships out there selling cars in our area. We just want to sell more cars.
And that's what we're going to do, Gary. We're here for 3 days, and we're going to sell a lot of cars.
That's right, Jay. We're here Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Roadshow Part 2, Susquehanna Valley Mall at the JCPenney's parking lot. Don't miss out.
It's a feeling you get when everything's just right.
So here it is, your anniversary, and your wife deserves something really nice, something like fine jewelry. But you're in a dilemma. You have your eye on a very nice set of golf clubs. Not that yours are so bad, but a man like you needs nice clubs. But if you get those clubs, you can't really spring for the jewelry too. So the question is, new clubs for you or fine jewelry for your wife? Well, this is one of those questions we can answer with another question. Do you want to sleep in the rough with your clubs or at home with your wife? That's what we thought, and that's why we have the fine jewelry she loves. From diamonds to precious gems, 3 stone rings to solitaire pendants, bracelets to earrings. Stop in and see us. She is worth it, and you are worth it. After all, a man like you should never have to sleep with his golf clubs. You want to be where you've always been and where you'll always be, right next to her. I'm Steve Daigle from John Daigle Jewelers in Sunbury. Love her this anniversary with a gift that tells her she's still the one and always will be the only one. And you'll sleep better because of it. John Daigle Jewelers. Come see us Tuesday through Saturday in downtown Sunbury.
The combination of great rates and great inventory is making this spring the best time yet to buy or sell your home. Hi, this is Larry Johnson from the Bowen Agency Realtors. It's a fantastic time for real estate right now. And spring is a time for new beginnings. So why not begin with a new home? Let our agents put their expertise from over 40 years to work for you. We have convenient offices in Selins Grove, Lewisburg, and Sunbury. Coming or going, see a realtor at Bowen or online at bowenagency.com.
In today's digital world, you can't afford to be lagging behind on all the latest details. Hi, Kim Komando here. Join me for the Kim Komando Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, and you'll be in the know about everything digital. I'm here every Saturday from 10 till 1. It's just me, you, and the newest digital details every weekend. Be part of the largest nationally syndicated weekend show, the Kim Komando Show, Saturdays from 10 till 1, right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Also go to purdyinsurance.com. Our phone line at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Lenape Solar. Go to lenapesolar.com. From the beautiful and now air-conditioned Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Dave Bowers. Dave and I go back probably 30 years. His daughter Sarah, my daughter Jen, were actually friends for many years going through school. Dave says it's going to be 95 degrees on Wednesday. Well, you better believe the Sunbury Motor Studio is now powered up with AC. Somebody cares a lot. Yes, you. Number 1-800-795-9565. Now, tomorrow we're going to do a lot of minor league baseball talk, because tomorrow we're going to take the show out to the ballpark. We're going to Medler Field, Librado Park tomorrow. We're going to talk to the contingents for both the Williamsport Crosscutters and also the State College Spikes, because the New York Penn League season actually begins tonight at historic Bowman Field at 7:05. Then the series shifts to State College tomorrow, and that's when we'll have the show tomorrow from 3 to 5 from the ballpark with a variety of guests on. And we're also on Wednesday's show going to have on the play-by-play voice of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Also, we have talked to Dr. Dave Joyner, Penn State's acting athletic director. We will have him on the show probably next week, I think it looks like we're going to have Dave on, to talk about the future of Penn State athletics. And also, Penn State starting quarterback Matt McGloin. We have a lot coming up over the next couple of weeks on the show. And I think it's time that people heard from the acting athletic director to get his vision of, first of all, the current state of Penn State athletics, and also where we're going with all of this. And also the starting quarterback for the Nittany Lions, Matt McGloin, he will be a guest on the show as well. So that's what we have cooking for all of you in the hopper, because it's very important to keep this show cutting edge and interesting and talking about the topics that you love. Kyle, great job today. No surprise whatsoever to this veteran campaigner. Mark Lawrence, brilliant as always on the news. Don't forget tomorrow morning, the Mark Lawrence Show, and On the Mark as well, where you can call in and talk with Mark and company. It's a great show every morning. They've hooked me in as a listener, I can tell you that. Tomorrow, Medler Field, Librado Park. We'll talk minor league baseball on WKOK.